This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? I've never used that phrase, but I instantly know what it means. And I think it's interesting because it works two different ways. Some people need to have their social battery charged, and they this is the introvert extrovert thing. And some people, you know, like they've got enough energy for other people, but then it's time to sort of step away. And, you know, as we get to this part where winter is ending, which again, it's opposite. I love winter. I don't need it to end. You know, you start getting together with more people and it can be a little draining on top of every other thing that we all have going on in our lives. I just assume everybody's overburdened because I think everybody's overburdened, but it can be tough to deal with. And also one of the things is like, you can't necessarily understand why you feel that way or why it's making you tired, but it's a real thing. If you think that you could use some help with it, if you could figure out a way to make things better, therapy is a great way to help. It can give you that kind of self-awareness to know how to ride that level just right so that you feel good, you feel right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is, again, we've been talking about being busy, right? You got to fit that in. You got a lunch period. You can do it during that time, whichever. That's possible. You fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I like that. There is no penalty for finding the person who is right for you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. Get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/iFanboy.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey Josh, have you ever wondered where some of America's greatest technical achievements have come from?
I think about that all the time, Connor.
So I'm going to tell you and the listeners about a show that explores just that topic. It's called American Innovations. On American Innovations, host Steve Johnson gives listeners a ground-level view of the history behind some of America's scientific achievements and technical innovations of the past century. The airplane, nuclear energy, artificial intelligence, you name it, Josh, he's talking about it. Why am I talking to you about this, Josh? Because in the latest series, American Innovations is taking a look behind the subject very near and dear to iFanboys' hearts, the pioneering cinema technology behind Star Wars.
That is a subject to which I have spent a not inconsiderable amount of time educating myself about.
To bring Star Wars to screen, new technology had to be invented and utilized in ways never before imagined. None of the special effects companies in Hollywood could handle the innovation necessary to bring George Lucas's vision to life, so Lucas built his own studio and forever changed the way movies are made. We love behind-the-scenes stuff, Josh. Ben Burtt is a name that we know just as well as Harrison Ford.
What's funny, when you say technical achievements, like, I literally picture Ben Burtt standing outside, he's by the power line.
Mm-hmm. With his recording device.
Yep, I can see it. And then I can see Dennis Muren leaning over that table. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, more of that. That's always super stuff. Fascinating.
So
yeah.
For you and for the listeners, here's a preview of American Innovations where you'll hear how the iconic sound of the lightsaber was created. And while you're listening, go subscribe to American Innovations wherever you listen to iFanboy or find a link in the show notes.
It's the spring of 1975 at the University of Southern California, and 27-year-old Ben Burtt is on a mission. With a microphone in one hand and a portable tape recorder slung over his shoulder, he checks his watch. Almost 6 o'clock. Uh-oh. Burtt begins to jog, then the jog becomes a run. They usually lock the room at 6, and time is running out. Burtt sprints across USC's campus, but the stupid 25-pound recorder is weighing him down. Burtt knows this campus well. He got his master's in film here, so he takes all the shortcuts. Sweating, he finally reaches his destination, the screening room. The door is shut. Locked. He spots a nearby janitor and hurries over.
Hey, excuse me, hold on a second, just please, I got a favor to ask you.
Yeah?
Do you have keys to the screening room over there? I just need to get in for a minute. Could you open it up? I used to go here, probably still got my student ID in my wallet somewhere.
All right, but just 10 minutes, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Burtt rushes into the screening room. He's been here many, many times before and knows exactly what he's looking for. He walks to the back of the screening room and spots it, the projector. He doesn't need to thread it with film.
he's not here to watch a movie. All he needs is the projector itself. He pulls the tape recorder from his shoulder, sets it down, and hits record. And then he turns on the projector. He sits there for a moment, enjoying the sound of the motor. It sounds just like he remembered. Not many people would get this excited over the sound of a projector running with no film in it. But not many people are sound designers with a job on their very first big movie. Bert now has the last component he needs. Once he gets home, he rushes over to his desk. There are tapes stacked high, a couple more recorders strewn about. He selects a tape labeled Tube Buzz, loads it into one of the recorders, and hits play. Ben got that piece of tape from recording the sound of his TV's cathode ray tube with a slightly damaged microphone. He thinks that buzzing, with an edge to it that sounds dangerous, plus the magical and mysterious hum of the projector motor combined, might just be the answer. Bert closes his eyes, shuts them tight. He tries to picture it. The image that was on the wall of the office where George Lucas and Gary Kurtz gave him the job. It was a concept painting by Ralph McQuarrie, Luke holding his weapon as he faced off against the film's villain, Darth Vader. Bert instantly had an instinct for how the weapon should sound. He could hear it in his mind. He now plays the two tapes at the same time, adjusting the pitch. There it is. Now that is the sound of a lightsaber. It is the first sound effect that Ben Burtt creates for his first film as a professional sound designer, a film the world will one day know as Star Wars.
That was just a preview of American Innovations. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, go find American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this right now.